And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad to be back this week, and you had Mayor Kel Palguda last week, so, and again, Superintendent Dan Streeter will be with you next week. So I'm the middle of the month, girl. So we're glad you're joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You want a big shout out and thank you to the Northern Arizona Suns. They played their last game this past Friday night and just, you know, blew it out of the event center with winning, beating the South Bay Lakers, you know, a team from my own home area, the Los Angeles Lakers. But it was a great game and it was, you know, bittersweet to say goodbye, but we all went out on a happy high wind. So hopefully I'll take this next summertime, this down season time, and regroup, get everybody together, and they'll be back again in October. So again, thank you, Northern Arizona Suns, for great basketball, great evenings, great fun, and to everyone that's a part of it, Gabby's Grill and the concessions and all of the hospitality and the concierge. Great job. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I got my season tickets for next year already. Just a lot of fun going on out there on a, you know, one of the game nights. So again, thank you. And let's keep going on with the show. We've got a good one for you today. A lot of good things going on and happening in the community, and we're excited to bring them to you. So thank you for listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide, KQ&A.com.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Well, you know it's spring when you hear that. New life in the form of little fluff balls called baby chicks. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals and Healthy Chicks. Now's a great time to renew your backyard and barnyard with these fun little guys. Actually, most are fun little girls that will eventually lay the best eggs you've ever tasted. It'll be a one-stop shop because Olson's also has everything you'll need to keep them warm. Feed and water them, bed them down, and great advice to make sure that they grow up healthy. Check out our website, olsonsgrain.com, for each store's chick selection. On a different subject, on Sunday, March 31st, at 3 p.m. at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra and the Yavapai Symphony Association bring you a fascinating exploration into some of the best examples of works by two of the preeminent composers of the classical period. Three pieces by Mozart take us from the depths of despair to the heights of joy. Franz Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata was composed originally for a bowed guitar and will be played on cello by Talia Buchbinder of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra. Call the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255 for tickets.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Kim Grant, principal of Mountain View Elementary School. One of our favorite schools. And, well, you know, I love you all. And Humboldt Unified School
District. Mountain View the best, of
Mountain
course.
View is the best. Go Polar Bears.
Yes.
You're a polar bear.
Polar bear pride.
Now, Kim, this is your first year at Mountain View.
This is my first year as principal at Mountain View.
That's right.
I did spend 20 years previously as a teacher at Mountain View.
What grade did you teach?
I taught kindergarten, second, and third.
Okay,
yes.
Right. So when the opening came up for principal, then you threw your hat in the ring and said, you know, I love this school, and I think that's the place I want to be, is leading it.
Correct. Love the families, love the students, love the faculty there. So thought, why not? I'd taken 2 years to go be an instructional specialist at Lake Valley, another school within our district, but thought, why not go back to my family there?
Nice. Let me ask you, how does being principal look like different than teacher?
I get to go see many classrooms and many more students within the day and get a lot more hugs than just the ones within the classroom. So it's fun to walk into different classes and seeing everything that's going on, mm-hmm. rather than just knowing what's going on in my classroom.
Right, right. Now, you part of the preparation for the curriculum for the school for the year?
I do help teachers look at what's going. We have the district adopted curriculum, mm-hmm. that we do, but I make sure that we are on task and where we're at and keeping teachers paced so that the students are getting everything they need before we start the AZ merit testing or before the end of the year so that they're ready to go on to the next grade.
Right. Okay, so, you know, we had the first semester ended at the Christmas break,
mm-hmm.
and then you're back, and holy smoke, somebody just told me the other day there's 10 weeks of school left.
Right. Actually, nine. We're in our nine.
Nine. Well, yeah. You must have told me last week.
Was 10. Yeah. That's crazy. School's almost, I'm looking back going, where did it go and what did we do? But I think we're going good.
Good. Well, we haven't had a chance to talk since you started the year. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the successes you've seen at Mountain View.
We've got some great programs going on. We have our inclusive practices with all our SPED students that get to go into the general education classroom and be with their typical peers. And do many different activities with those peers that really gets them involved. We have our buddy program that those peers, our fifth and sixth grade students get to apply to be a buddy with mm-hmm. our special needs students. And they have a special recess time during those students' lunchtime. So they give up their lunchtime to go work with these special needs students teach them skills and play ball and just swing and create those relationships. So those are some great programs. We've implemented our new Wonders curriculum for our reading, and it's done great, and kids are really enjoying what's going on with reading and writing and all those things. And we just last week finished our STEAM program, which we do 2 10-week sessions of STEAM where students get to choose a class for the last hour of day on Wednesdays, and they do a 10-week session regarding this science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Oh, okay. So they have a choice of what area they want to go into?
Yes. Or before the 10 weeks start, they get a list of classes that will be offered.
Oh, okay.
And they get to put their top three, and then we fill the classes first come, first serve, and they usually get their first or second choice,
mm-hmm.
and then they get to do that for 10 weeks.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yes. They love it.
Uh-huh. And also one of the beautiful things that you have at Mountain View Elementary School is the adaptive playground.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm just going to shout out to our partners that worked on that, because I was very much involved with that project, was Jewish Community Foundation, thanking
yes.
them, Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club, Roar. They worked on the benches, yes. UIEI. We had those, some of those donated. Again, also Asphalt Paving Supply that also laid around the granite on, around the outside.
Right.
So again, but the huge chunk of money did come from the Jewish Community Foundation to make that possible because it requires a different type of equipment. It was, as the word is, adaptive playground equipment for our special needs students. And as with anything that's a little different, the price tag goes up.
Absolutely.
And thank goodness for community partners and very generous grant through the Jewish Community Foundation. You are able to build and complete that instead of having done in phase one, phase two, three, four, down to 10.
Correct.
So that's been out there a couple of years now.
Yeah, and it took many partners, you're right, to get that done, as it always does. You're right. Anything that's related to school, the price seems to triple.
Right. So. And then if you add special needs to it, it's
even
tripled
more.
Again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I just was watching the kids on the playground today and their faces of joy because they are able to do it on their own and they are able to play out there and it's appropriate for them while also building their physical therapy skills and occupational therapy skills. They get to put those muscles to the test.
Right, right. So let's talk about what's going on for the next 9 weeks. What's that look like?
Well, this week and next week, we start our AZ Merit testing. So this Thursday, our fourth graders start with the science portion, and then next week, third through sixth, here we go. Head first into AZ Merit testing, and then we'll have our celebrations for doing a great job there, and then wrap up the end of the year.
What does the AZ, what does that test?
It tests
skills,
skills for English reading, so ELA, which is English Language Arts. So we're testing reading and writing, and then we have math. And then fourth grade has science on top of that.
Oh, okay. And is that just specific to the fourth grade class then?
Fourth grade merit? For it's considered AIMS science.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But yes, it
did that go away? The AIMS?
The AIMS went away except for the science portion.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then we have the AZ merit.
You know, I as an adult now, I love science. I think it intimidated me as a kid, but now I wish I could take science all over again.
It is an enjoyable. Unfortunately, it kind of gets pushed to the side sometimes because there's so much math and reading to do and writing, but it's something that is so hands-on. The kids just love it.
It's full of discovery.
Yes, it is.
That's
inquiry
what,
and, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so get through the testing. What other things you've got going on? Programs, you have athletics, you have performing arts.
Our track season just started. They're getting ready to go. We will have an end of the year performance with our students doing some music. And we have our kindergarten promotion at the end of the year where they'll perform some songs as well, which is always a sweet time. We're going to have our celebration for AZ Merit at the end of April, where we celebrate being successful during AZ Merit and having great attendance and being on time and doing our best. And we're going to do a fun run also with our PTA. And April 5th, we have a bingo night, and the community's welcome to come. $5 to come play a night of bingo. So
get your daubers out.
Yeah, great prizes.
Link's writing it down. Call me, Link. We'll go together. A good cause and bingo's fun.
Right.
Yeah.
They have great prizes. Our PTA's been working hard to make sure we have wonderful prizes that people will win, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about that.
So once the AZ Merit testing is over, obviously there's still a focus on the skills, the reading, the writing, math, and all of that. But does it tend to lighten up a little bit as the school end gets closer to ending that it becomes, you see a lot more fun activities, or is that just built in all year long and it just feels like because it's close to the end, it's like party time?
We try to have a lot of built-in hands-on group interactive activities throughout the year. But we try to also make sure we get through everything before AZ Merit because we want our kids to be successful. But the end of the year always seems like it's a little bit more fun because we get to do review. We get to go back to those skills we feel the kids need a little bit more support on so that they'll be successful the following year. So we get to go back to those kinds of things and help them out. But we can put it in a little bit more fun, I think. And we're just done with AZ Merit, so we're excited. So I think our body show, we're having a little bit more fun.
There you go. And how's your kinder registration? Do you still have openings for kindergarten?
Absolutely. We are taking registration. We're on our mark. We're doing well. But, yes, we have many openings. Please come and register.
So tell somebody listening and they're looking to register their children for kindergarten. We have a lot of new people moving to town.
Yes, we do.
So we see them and they're we have multiple elementary schools. So why should they pick Mountain Valley?
Mountain View is a wonderful school. We love all students. We want to help all students. We strive to get the best out of all students. So, and you'll love our STEAM program and all those things, and you'll love the family friendly feeling that you get when you walk into our building.
And apparently you feel that way because you've been there for 20 years?
Yes.
obviously, there's a lot of love right there.
Absolutely.
You're going to be losing your sixth grade class. They'll maybe be moving on to middle school. How are they? Are you preparing them to, you know, kind of leave the nest?
We hope. We hate to lose any of our kids, but yes, we're preparing them, and they've gone and done some tours and starting talking middle school, so they want to be middle schoolers right now, but they also love the elementary, so I think they're kind of torn.
Mm-hmm. But it's a rite of passage.
It is.
It's a rite of passage, and so you do your best to prepare them for the middle school experience, right, which is a big change. But it's interesting. I just had a friend of mine who entered the middle school, seventh grade, and I was talking to him the other day, and he said, that's the one that said there's 10 weeks left. And I said, 10 weeks? It just seems like you start in middle school, mm-hmm, and now you're going to be the eighth grader, which means now, you know, the one that's going to be moving on to high. Exactly. So how quickly it passes to, you know,
right.
So as a parent, you enjoy every moment with your child through their school experience because it goes by so quickly.
Right, and so we're trying to prepare our baby birds to, mm-hmm, leave the nest.
Absolutely.
And make sure they're able to fly on their own.
Well, Kim Grant, recommend Mountain View Elementary School, which is located adjacent to Mountain Valley Park, which is why it gets confusing at
times.
Yes,
it does.
And you're located where?
On Luce in Prescott Valley, like you said, right by Mountain Valley Park, the fourplex there and the swimming pool, all that area, right there.
And if somebody wants to come and tour the school or visit with you or looking for opportunities to volunteer, how would they do that?
Come on in. Come and talk to us, and we'll get you set up. We're happy to tour people and show them what we have to offer.
Okay. Well, I understand your PTO. Your PTA is putting together. You're going to be in our Prescott Valley Days Parade.
Oh, yes.
So there we go. Go Polar Bears, Mountain View Elementary School.
We'll be there.
All right, Kim Grant. Thank you for joining us. And again, you've done an amazing job, wonderful job this past year, and wish you all the best. Have an enjoyable summer.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Finley Toyota Prescott is strong with Toyotas on the front lot.
Strong on the back lot.
And in the middle, strong with our new certified pre-owned lot.
Don't miss Finley Toyota Prescott's March Markdown Madness
with an all-star lineup of new 2019 Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Quick and nimble, the 2019 Toyota Corolla, Camry, and Yaris.
Pay no city sales tax.
Always crowd pleasers, Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner.
Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your one-year registration fee.
Rounding out the team, Highlander, Prius, and Avalon.
Get fast break discounts up to $2,000.
Score a three-pointer with
zero down.
No payments for 90 days.
And financing starting at 0.9% for 60 months.
Get in the game with no city sales tax, or we pay your first-year registration. Rush to March Markdown Madness at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $499 doc. The offer expires 4/1/2019.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Would you call your doctor to fix a leaky pipe? How about a mechanic to cater a meal? Would you hire a barber to watch your dogs? Of course not. You need the right person for the right job. So who do you call to help you reach your financial goals? Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years with their financial, estate, and tax planning needs, and I can help you as well. So if you want to reach a comfortable retirement, don't call your doctor, mechanic, or barber. Call me at 480-991-1055 or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. For a complimentary consultation, call 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Oh, hi. Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Link just threw me out there. That's because I've been talking to Brittany Kane, and she is with the Prescott Whiskey Rollers. It's the ladies' roller derby team here in Prescott area. And I was just so concentrating on what we were getting ready to talk about that we kept talking right through going into the show. So anyway, we'll go back to where we started. Welcome, Brittany. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, so let's talk. Prescott, we do have a roller derby team.
We absolutely do have a roller derby team. This is actually our 10th season. So we are right in the middle of our big season X. And we have been skating for 10 years, both in Prescott Valley and in Prescott.
Wow. Okay, so tell us a little bit how it got started.
Well, our founder, Holly Ween, started our team 10 years ago. We used to skate actually out of the course center back in the day.
Oh, okay.
When we still had the fairgrounds out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved over to the hockey rink over at Pioneer Park. And that's actually where we skate now. We do our practices there, and that's where we have our games. And we have a game coming up on Saturday.
On Saturday. Tell us about the members of the team. How many women are in the team?
We have 15 women currently skating with us, and 15 is the number for our roster, so it's fitting perfectly right now.
Right.
We have women skating with us from Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley. We have a couple people out in Dewey. We have two girls from the Verde that drive over every practice night. So we are kind of all-encompassing for Yavapai County. And, you know, people from all walks of life coming to join us and skate.
What got you started in roller derby?
Okay, so I always wanted to play roller derby. I was a little bit nerdy about it. I actually had a friend who skated for Bay Area derby, and I was like, oh, that's super cool. And then as I graduated from school, my town started a roller derby team as I moved away. Then when I moved here, the town that I just moved from started up a roller derby team, and I was like, I am just super unlucky. And then one day I was at the fair, and there were girls flyering for a game, and I was like, oh, yes, roller derby. Did you say roller derby? I totally want to go. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to get really, really good, and then I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to really impress them. And that did not happen at all. I did not know what I was doing. I was immediately told, okay, just show up on Tuesday. And so I showed up on Tuesday, and they fully embraced me, help me learn how to skate. If you don't know how to skate, if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know a knee pad from an elbow pad, we are here to help you. And we still have that same embracing attitude. It's a really great team to skate for.
Wow, yes. I had a great question, then I just forgot it because Link was kind of getting excited there. I'm thinking she knows knee pads and elbow pads. So you've been skating for how long then?
I've been skating for 8 years.
8 years, okay, because many of us are going to know, I used to watch roller derby on television way back in the day, and this is when I lived in Los Angeles area.
Absolutely.
And is it experience a resurgence? I mean, it's been here 10 years, but, you know, I'm talking way back. I'm talking more like I used to watch it 50 years ago. So was there a downtime for roller derby, or has it always been around in certain markets?
Absolutely. There was a resurgence in roller derby in the early 2000s. Started actually in Texas and in Arizona. Arizona was one of the first leagues. The Phoenix and Tucson leagues were pioneers in modern roller derby. We're a little bit different. We're on flat track, not on bank track. We do have bank track in Arizona, but we do not skate it. And it is a major wave of women's sports. We have teams all over the world. We just got our international ranking for the first time.
Wow.
It's very, very exciting. I would like to point out that we're above Munich.
Yay!
You know, you gotta look for it. We are part of an international organization that is promoting women in sports, and it's very, very exciting.
This is a very physical sport.
Oh yes, absolutely.
So if somebody's interested in participating in roller derby, what should they be thinking about? Physical fitness? Should they be able to take bumps and bruises? I mean, or they got to come up with a crazy name?
I feel like all of the above. The first thing, the best thing is to contact us.
Right.
We have newbie skater practices every Sunday. We have gear. We have skates. We will get you out on the track. We will teach you how to fall. We will teach you how to skate. We will teach you how to hit eventually. And really after that, once you get yourself out there, the other stuff will come.
Right.
The name will come. The ability to hit people, what you need to do off skates to really, you know, increase your strength. All of those things will be added as they go. But I think the number one thing is so many people are afraid, just like I was, right, of like going out and seeing us and going, okay, I got to get really, really good, and then I'll go out. The moment is now. The moment is when you're interested to come and contact us so that you can really get started with us and we can show you the ropes the right way. We can teach all those skills. It's the enthusiasm that we need.
So you're still looking for women to participate?
Absolutely. We are constantly looking for new skaters. We do have newbie practice. If you are interested in skating on Sundays 2 to 4 at Pioneer Park, please message us on Facebook. We are always looking for officials. We have both skating and non-skating officials, the refs who get to send us to the box. Great power job. If you don't want to get hit, you can just yell at us, and then we have to listen to what you say.
Wow.
We are looking for non-skating officials, the people who keep track of all of our stats, the things that we use to report for our rankings. And we're always looking for volunteers. Do you want to announce? Do you want to, you know, handle the door? Do you just want to, you know, help us every once in a while? Come on out, you know, talk to us. We are always looking for fresh blood.
Yeah, because we talked about the physicality and the hits, and there was like, there's a strategy to the game.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's just go out there, and it's not a free-for-all. There's actually planned moves and games.
Absolutely.
As a coach, and you've got this movement and that movement, and so you learn those skills too.
Absolutely. You're going to learn theory. You're going to learn what our strategies are. It takes a lot. We're playing defense and offense at the same time. Most other sports don't do that. So it takes a lot to get your brain working at that level. The first couple games are always kind of white noise. All you hear is screaming. But eventually you can get in where you're really focused and ready. Yeah.
Wow. When are your games and who do you play?
Well, our game coming up on Saturday is at 4, and it's against Los Alamos Derby Dames from New Mexico. It's going to be a sanctioned game, so it goes towards our international ranking. We then actually are going to be in Monterey, California the weekend after doing the Otter Bowl, which is a roller derby tournament. It will also go towards our rankings.
Oh, my gosh. So how is your travel funded?
It's funded by a variety of ways. A lot of it's self-funded. You know, I bought my plane ticket, made sure I got the best deal I could. We also defray some of the costs through making money at bouts and through sponsorships.
Okay. And what do you skate on? Regular four or inline
skates? Quad skates, old school.
Old
yes.
school quad skates. Okay. Because I was wondering, have you made that shift to inline?
No.
You know, it's like, it's the real sport.
Yes.
Okay, and the question of the hour is, you know, because everyone has that special name. Brittany, what's your name?
My derby name is Cleopatricide.
Cleopatricide.
Yes.
So there's always kind of like that aggressive fighter kind of spirit in a lot of the names, right?
Absolutely.
Good.
We got some Juana Ash kicking. We have Halloween. We have Joya Destroya. Yeah, we've got some good names in our team.
And you say those names kind of come to you as you're practicing and as you're getting into the sport and getting involved in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How did that name come to you?
I actually ran a contest for my friends on Facebook and gave the winner a T-shirt for helping me. I wanted something historical.
Brilliant. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. So let's talk again. If anybody's interested, who could they call?
Contact us on Facebook. It's Northern Arizona Roller Derby. You can always follow us on Instagram. It's Northern AZRD. Those are the best ways to get a hold of us. We have a team of people working on our social media. So follow us on social media so you can find out about our games, like our game this Saturday at 4.
The Saturday at 4 at Pioneer Park.
Yes, $5 admission. You're not going to get a better deal.
I'm telling you. That's exciting. I look forward to seeing you. You know,
awesome.
We ought to get a huge following on our women's roller derby. Put it on the map here in Prescott. I know you've done a great job, but boy, we could kick it up to the next level.
Absolutely. That'd be exciting. We love having fans.
Great. All right. Brittany, thank you so much. Cleopatricide.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here again with Prescott Whiskey Rollers, a ladies roller derby team here, right here in Prescott, international ranking above Munich, as she said. Glad to have you on the show. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
All right. Short break here with some news, and we come back as Chamber Spotlight on Business, KQ 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide, KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Chalk it up, Prescott. It's time to get down on the ground and release your inner artist. At West Yavapai Guidance Clinic's Foundation's 11th Annual Chalk It Up, April 13th and 14th in downtown Prescott. Free and fun for all ages. It's a family fun weekend in the National Bank of Arizona lot on the corner of Sheldon and Montezuma. There'll be live music, art, and of course, plenty of chalk. Learn how you can make a difference for the 11th Annual Chalk It Up Prescott at PrescottChalkArt.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Monday's announcement by Congressman Ruben Gallego that he will not run for the U.S. Senate is a huge development.
Even though we're 18 months out, what this is going to do is give Mark Kelly a straight shot to run to the center of the aisle, just like Kyrsten Sinema did.
Mike Noble, Chief of Research and Managing Partner at O Predictive Insights, says this was not good news for Senator Martha McSally.
I think it's safe to say that Arizona will be one where the Nationals will spend money.
With a Senate race that's expected to remain close, Arizona will become a battleground state in the race for the White House. Flagstaff police are investigating an act of vandalism at the Chabad of Flagstaff Synagogue, which is under construction.
The damage caused appears to be hate symbols painted on windows and marked on walls. There were tools that were damaged.
Sergeant Charles Hernandez says swastikas were carved into the walls.
We were able to collect fingerprints as well as biological evidence.
The incident is being investigated as a hate crime. Partly sunny today, mostly cloudy this evening, cooling after bedtime to near 42. Highs Wednesday through Friday in the breezy mid to upper 60s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a mostly cloudy overnight low near 49, warming to a partly sunny breezy 78 tomorrow and Thursday, a sunny 74 Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Plants are a lot like puppies. They need care, water, and food.
You wouldn't forget to feed your puppies, so don't forget to feed your plants.
Water 744 All-Purpose Plant Food is a gourmet meal for your plants.
The only food for Arizona plants with the nutrients they need for big blooms, a hefty harvest, and tremendous trees, all naturally.
It's time to feed your plants with 744 All-Purpose Plant Food from Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're on Chamber Spotlight on Business, one of my favorite parts of the show where we get together, able to showcase our businesses in our community. And my first guest is Leland Moreno-Hilburn. He is with CLA Realty. Welcome, Leland.
Thank you, Marnie. It's great to be here. Thank
it's good
you
to have
much.
You. Good to have you. Usually I see you on TV and in pictures and in ribbon cutting things, you know.
I'm
glad to see you right here in person. Live.
Isn't that better? Yeah.
It's always better. And we're going to talk about your business this time.
I appreciate
too.
It.
So let's talk about how's the market? And you do you have both commercial and residential focus or more?
As I believe you're aware, I do a lot of work with economic development organizations in our community. And so it was just a real good fit for me to pursue commercial real estate in support of those clients that I'm advising and helping direct towards their business feasibilities. And yet my origins are in residential. And as I've shared with a lot of people, interestingly enough, a lot of people coming here as entrepreneurs to start businesses, they are relocating here.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we begin to talk about their business, they're saying, yeah, but we also need a house. I can help with that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So what's the inventory like right now? I mean, running the chamber, I mm-hmm. see just so many new people stopping by, visiting us, picking up packets, picking yeah. up phone books, which is, you know, I, believe it or not, right. people still use phone books.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. it's less than before, but they're still looking for phone
right.
books to find out what's where they can go on getting services. But, you know, what are you seeing?
Yeah, the market right now is balanced. It's balanced for a couple of reasons. We've had some lingering properties in real estate. Prices escalated a little bit at a time in which interest rates also followed. And so that kind of stymied the market a little bit. Prices were coming down. People were taking advantage of that. And now we see where there's great confidence with stable interest rates. We're looking forward to the listing season. Typically April kicks that off. And I think inventory is going to rise. And it will be a balanced market. I believe that both sellers and buyers will be quite successful.
Right, and that was my question, and you mm-hmm. just answered it. You know, is the common question is it a buyer's market or is it a seller's market?
It's been a buyer's market for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now it's going to kind of balance itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Where are people moving here from?
Wow, all over. It's really surprising to me. Naturally, due to the proximity, the regional access and stuff, we still see a lot of people coming from California. And those people are mixed. Those people are coming, they're bringing or coming to jobs and perhaps choosing to live in our region and commute.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming here to become entrepreneurs, as I enjoy, and they are then coming here as retirees, new retirees.
So a little bit of everything.
It is, yeah. And so it's a great balance, and in that respect, a little bit harder too. We have a lot of great communities that really foster a retirement lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing in some respects, and I think the demographics are proving out, such as Prescott Valley, we're seeing families.
Right,
and those
right.
people are coming for jobs or bringing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then when they're bringing jobs, you know, and they're looking for a place to move their business, that's where the commercial side of you comes out and helps them relocate and find that space that they need to get into.
It is.
Is it service-based or product-based? Do you see more of your...
Service-based still, yeah.
Service-based.
Product-based is very difficult, and that's usually represented by a larger group, not necessarily an individual, not an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And so a larger group, a company that through economic development organizations has been incentivized and attracted to come to our area.
Right.
But what's great there is they, in fact, are people. And those people need homes and or those people have aspirations for, you know, entrepreneurs, businesses of their own.
Right. And what I see, too, and maybe you'll agree with this, is that entrepreneurs start out and then they get to a place where they need employees.
Yes.
Now they're hiring employees, which brings in more families,
right.
more needs for residences. And it's kind of economic development is just the foundation for a community to grow.
It is. Yeah, and you know, not to get too far afield, but economic development is predicated on an ecosystem, and there has to be a balance there. There has to be the infrastructure. There has to be the job and the utilities and such educational institutions, and there has to be municipalities who lead the way in programs and incentives and policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you kind of cover a couple of things, that commercial, residential, Leland.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's interested in either one of them.
Yes.
Or both.
Right.
how they get a hold of you.
You can reach me directly at 928-830-5083 or at Leland@homeisaz.com. And we are CLA Realty. We are www.homeisaz.com. We're a boutique realty. And I really want to emphasize why my relationship with them, it feels so right. We are a boutique realty in big service. My motto is respected for service and results. And this agency, this brokerage, is full service with lending, full service with title. We have a master architect. We can produce and provide for real estate services across the board.
Well, excellent. Well, yeah. Thank you for joining us. Thank you being a part of our chamber family, and we're glad to have you here today.
Yes, and it's tremendous. You know, my wife Rosa, as you know, with Virgo Organized Interiors, we make a great team in helping those relocations, you know, come to our area.
Great. Well, that's a perfect introduction to my next guest, Charlotte Dietrich, who is the owner of Decor in a Day. Hello,
Hello,
Charlotte.
Marie.
How are you?
Thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you. You are a ray of sunshine in your yellow dress today.
Oh, thank you. It feels like spring. I'm dressing like spring.
It's there, right? We're believing
here.
In it.
It's here. Yay. No more cold.
So tell us about Decor in a Day.
So Decor in a Day is an interior design service where I come into a client's home or office and using existing furnishings, give them a interior makeover. I can also do real estate staging.
So when you talk about taking what we already have, sometimes
right.
I think that we get used to our stuff in the same place.
For years.
Right.
And
but
years.
But you could come in and give that particular room a whole new look.
A whole new facelift.
Buying all brand new stuff.
Exactly. So when a client brings me in, I come over to their home and I do a preview of their property or the room. I'm there maybe 15 minutes. I do not charge for that. I look at the space that they are wanting to transform.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, what are they doing in that room? Who's using that room? I want to see, what's the focal point of that room? And have we lost touch of the beautiful bay window? Have we lost touch of the view, the fountain that's out that back door? It's just, where's the focal point? So I give them, I talk to them, I find out what direction they want to go to. I come back the next day or in a week, and I empty that room out, and I build that room back up one piece at a time, starting from the floor up, and I shop through their home. I go into the guest room. I go into the office.
Oh.
I go into the kitchen. I go into the garden. And I use my clients' existing furnishings and give them a designer look at a fraction of the cost.
Wow, that's a great idea. Forget what's maybe in another room that you can move somewhere
else,
and
you're
going to see it.
That's been there for years. People go into a home and they set it up and it stays like that. And I just go in.
20 years later.
And I just shake it up. I just shake it up.
And it's all brand new again.
It is. It's all brand new. And if they don't like that I pulled a lamp or a rug or a plant from the other room, it's prototyped. It's to scale for that room, for the vignette that I've created.
Right.
They see, oh, she did a vertical stack there. She did a strong stack. Oh, she did an uplight at the bottom. I'm going to put these things back and go get that and do the same. So.
And I say part of it, you need to be adventurous, because I'm thinking of you right now and I'm thinking of my living room that's been the same for a while.
We can shake it up.
I mean, maybe I just need a little shaking up, because I do the same. I mean, I have things, I bought new
right.
pieces, but it goes into a place that kind
and
of fits, but it's the same.
There.
A lot of times you have a space that you feel you're restricted. Okay, I have a space. I'll just put it in first person here. I have a space that I feel restricted by. I walk in and say, the only place the cove can go is there, because this is where the chair goes, because that's where the TV is.
Right.
And so
and I get
I'm
that.
Very
my tunnel vision. Vision. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I do get that. So when I come into a client's home, and here's some things for people at home. There's a triangle of lighting. Every room should have a triangle of lighting. It needs to be well lit and well set up, and that triangle of lighting lets you know, oh, my pieces are in a line for this room. The lighting can come from above. It can come from a nightlight. I love to use canned lights for uplighting. It creates architecture on the ceiling. And another thing that a lot of homeowners do, and business owners, they create what I call little soldiers. So all the art, all the pictures, everything's lined up like little bitty soldiers. And I like to create peaks and valleys. And then I like to give the eye a rest, leave some space, you know, on top of the kitchen soffits. You know, if you're creating vignettes up there, create a focal point. And then layer it out, and then leave a space, and then do it again.
Oh, girl, you'd have so much fun in my house. There is no space. I put something everywhere. Oh, my gosh. I took after my mom and dad.
It creates more drama that way.
Right. So then also, if there are certain pieces that maybe somebody say, I'm ready to get a new sofa, I'm ready to get something new, then you can work with that in the if their design and
absolutely
purchase it and make
absolutely
those recommendations.
And I really, when I walk into a great room, and when I see furniture all lined up against the wall, I really just want to pull it all from the wall and just maybe angle it, you know, ground it with a rug. And those are things that every client has.
Well, I think that this is a great spring cleaning project for everyone out there. When you say, not only are you going to clean, but you're going to look on freshening it up by doing a whole new.
It'll look like that cover of a magazine.
With your own stuff.
Absolutely.
That's what's
There's
amazing.
Nothing else to buy.
Oh, my gosh, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody call Charlotte. Well, how do they get a hold of you?
So I have a website, decorinaday.net. My number is 602-814-3002, and I'd be happy to set you up an appointment.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having
here,
me, Marnie.
I'm telling you, you know, I'm still thinking, oh, my goodness. I don't have little soldiers, though. I did learn about up and down stuff.
Peaks
until you
and
walk
valleys.
In.
Peaks and valleys.
Peaks and valleys and focal points.
We got to work
stuff
it.
And color. And it's all about, you know, freshening things up. And
absolutely.
What better time than spring.
Absolutely.
So Charlotte Dietrich, Decor in a Day. Again, your phone number?
602-814-3002.
And Leland Moreno-Hilburn, CLA Realty. Again, your phone number?
928-830-5083.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining us here on Chamber Spotlight on Business. Glad to have you, and happy spring. Yeah, there
thank
we go.
You.
A lot of things
thank
going
you.
On.
It
is.
All right, short break here. When we come back, it's time to say goodbye in another 2 weeks here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule, I'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotels Cruises from the Castle Giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then, join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle Cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Must be 21 years or older to game. Management reserves all rights. Exclude Sunday, March 19, 2019. Visit the Castle Club for full details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Time to say goodnight, but I did want to remind everybody, or if you did not know, let you know that the 41st Annual Prescott Valley Days will be May 9th through the 12th. Right now, pre-sale carnival tickets are available. They will be sold up until the day the carnival opens, but it's an all-you-can-ride wristband. You turn it into the box office for the wristband. They are $20. When your carnival opens, they will be $30. So there's a $10 difference between buying it early and then buying it when the carnival opens. So highly recommend you want to get your, you take your kids to the carnival. You're planning on going. As I said, we have them at the chamber office and you can pick them up there. Cash, please. Or if you, well, it's definitely cash only because we work with the carnival on that. But again, $20 instead of $30. A big bargain. Also, you can enter the Prescott Valley Days Parade with Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club. Just call the chamber at 772-8857 or visit our website at pvchamber.org. There is a little bit of registration fee depending on, but we're welcoming all businesses, families, friends, schools, kids, everybody to come out and be a part of the 41st Annual Prescott Valley Days Parade, building our future. So thank you for joining us here. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.